pretty serious times right now. And yes, astrology has been predicting this for as long as I've been looking at astrology. There was always going to be 2019 and 2020, 2 years of considerable importance. I have said before, I couldn't have predicted and didn't predict a virus, but I did predict a financial constriction, a slowdown, possibly a depression. And so the virus obviously may lead us into that now. So let me get on with where we are at the moment. So Saturn has all but stopped now. So from Earth, we look at these outer planets and they appear to move forward in the sky. And then because of a complication, the fact that the Earth is not in the middle of the solar system, it can look as if these planets are rolling back again from our perspective. And then after a time, they roll forward again. And when they roll back, this is called retrograde. You may have heard of Mercury retrograde. That happens quite a lot. Well, Saturn itself is now drawing to a halt in the sky and will shortly be retrograde. And going back into the previous zodiac sign, Saturn now sits in Aquarius. It was sitting in Capricorn for the last couple of years, and it was joined by Pluto. And together, the Saturn-Pluto conjunction have dominated the sky for 2019 and 2020. Saturn separated from Pluto. It moves a lot faster, moved into Aquarius, where it has now stalled and is rolling back through Aquarius and back into Capricorn. And this has quite a lot of meaning for us. So what I'm going to do, I hope you'll forgive me. This is a very serious thing that we're in, and I didn't want to miss anything out. So just for a brief while, I will read from my notes, because it is very important that I get this extremely accurately for you. So bear with me, please. So Saturn is a symbol of our consciousness. So that's the collective consciousness and our personal consciousness. And it seeks to expand using the mechanism of constriction and painful experience. So that's a nation in constriction with painful experience, or a person in constriction with painful experience. And this is the part of us and the part of this universe that is called Saturn. Saturn only changes zodiac sign every 2 to 3 years. And when it does, it represents a marked change in the fears of the collective. Saturn tests everything that its current zodiac sign represents. And it will bring about losses and hopelessness if that experience will eventually lead to our new growth and a better direction for us. In this case, pain leads to gain. They are proportional. Although that seems like a very small benefit if you are alone and in fear, because the Saturn part of the universe is affecting you. Okay, so the change from one sign to another can be a very messy affair. And this year it is going to be a messy affair with Saturn. Sometimes when these planets change sign, they do so quite cleanly. But when a retrograde is involved, they move from one sign to the other sign, back to the other sign. It gets quite messy. So with Saturn appearing to enter a new zodiac sign or sector of the sky, because zodiac signs are just sectors of the sky, and then appearing to go backwards or retrograde, it is re-entering an old zodiac sign, the one it was in before, and that is Capricorn. So this messiness, if you like, or this slipping backwards and forwards over the boundary, symbolises a collective with a personality disorder. Because the collective is flip-flopping around, going backwards and forwards, with free-floating anxieties that will attach to the latest news report. So we have a situation where we were also focused on social isolation, and not being in crowds, being separate, very consciously separating ourselves from people while Saturn was in Aquarius. But soon Saturn will roll back into Capricorn. And this means we go back to the issues that were very much part of the Pluto-Saturn in Capricorn last year. Now, the anxieties of 2020 will be these two sets of anxieties, Saturn in Aquarius, Saturn in Capricorn. So on the one hand, the anxiety, this is the Capricorn anxiety, will be of loss of material wealth, financial structures, and the potential destruction of the safe structures of society, Capricorn. So that's on the one hand, that's one set of fears. And then on the other hand, set of fears, it's self-isolation or the loss of individual freedom to the group. And that is the group as in the collective, not the group. And so that's an Aquarian issue. So as you will recognise, these are the current big fears. A global depression as wealth is lost and a society where we have no freedom to move around and enjoy ourselves. These are big Saturn issues, aren't we lucky? Saturn was last in Capricorn from 1988 to 1991, a time when we experienced the biggest fall in gross domestic product for four decades. As Saturn moved into Aquarius from 1991 to 1994, the collective gave birth to a generation of kids that were called the Indigo Children, a group that prefer to isolate themselves and have not rushed into personal relating. If you know one, you'll know what I mean. So much for Saturn this month. It starts to go retrograde about May the 11th, but the fact that it's nearly stopped now means all this is in play now. This is not the only thing that's happening in the sky this month. Pluto, Jupiter and Athena are all going to go backwards as well, indicating that we have to go over something one more time. Now, they're all going to go retrograde within the sign of Capricorn. So they've not got this Saturn issue of changing signs. As all this is in Capricorn, I can only assume that it represents a challenge to global economy. And government structures as well, I should think. This could range in severity from just a wealth constriction to a full-blown depression, similar to the size or bigger than the 1930s. Okay, well, the upside of this, as we know, is this is the rise of the feminine. The feminine energy constricts, it doesn't expand, it doesn't move outwards, it pulls in like gravity. And there are many benefits to what is happening. A lot of local people are commenting to me how they feel so much more relaxed and at peace. They can hear nature. They're getting into nature, which they never did before. And so there are very many benefits to what is happening. But we do have to be mindful of the financial situation and prepare ourselves accordingly. So the rest of May, We must have some other stuff going on, some brighter stuff. And we do, as it happens. The cosmos always has a little silver lining somewhere. So for most of the month of May, we have Venus at a 90 degree angle to Neptune. So that's Venus square Neptune. And this is quite a sort of a fanciful, kind of imaginative, quite sort of lazy aspect. Venus is in Gemini and Neptune is in its own sign of Pisces. And together these two can bring quite magical stories, if you like, illusions, fantasies. Both Gemini and Pisces enjoy looking upwards and going, "Oh, did you see that star? Wow, let's jump on it and get to Never Neverland," if you see what I mean. So you can have this very sort of romantic, fluffy, nice issue atmosphere going on as well as all of the trouble that we seem to be getting into. And that's nice because it means we kind of have a place to go to hide, don't we, for a while. Our full moon this month is in Scorpio because the sun is in Taurus, and that will be on the 7th of May. And if you remember, I'm always telling you this, when you get your full moon in Scorpio and your sun in Taurus, you have to have two things. One is you have to have sex, and the other is you have to have chocolate. And as I'm always saying, you could have them together if you like. Sorry about that. The new moon this month is in Gemini, because the sun will have moved into Gemini by the time we get the new moon. And that will be on the 22nd of May. And that new moon is all about communication, friends. Now, I am hoping that by that time that we will be able to get together with our friends again. But if we can't, and I suspect we won't, then obviously get online, communicate via any other method that you know of, because it's nice to use that energy in that way. I'm getting asked a lot, when do I see lockdowns ending? Now, obviously, there are several countries involved here, so I can only talk about my experience. I think, although there may be a gradual process, that in general, the end of June seems to talk about something noticeable, something obvious in that process. So look towards the end of June if you really need to know what's going on. But be prepared for noticing little bits and pieces up until then. And maybe we won't be fully free then. But for some reason, the end of June sure is important. So I don't know, I'm going to go with that one. Apart from that, this is obviously the time of year when it's spring in the Northern Hemisphere. Everything is bursting forth with fruitfulness, abundance and fecundity. And a lot of us are off, so we could get out there and enjoy it. And in that way, we are enjoying the feminine. We are blending with the feminine and probably doing what we're supposed to do, actually, as occupants of planet Earth. So I'm sure Gaia is very pleased with us at the moment. And with that, I think I have covered everything that I need to cover with you. I do hope that you are taking advantage of the opportunities that people working in the mind-body-spirit world are offering in terms of opportunities to meditate, opportunities to come to terms with things if you're personally challenged. And so I don't want anybody to be struggling too much when there is help out there. And certainly, if you'd like a reading with me, I'm working normally. I'm busier than normal, but I'm working normally because I've always worked online. So therefore, business as usual for me. So very happy to do your reading if you'd like one. Until then, I wish you a lot of peace and a lot of tranquility. And the strength that we will need to plod forward purposefully with taking on what we have to take on, and working what we must work with, but with good grace, as Carl Jung would say, doing what we're going to have to do anyway, but doing it with good grace. So I will look forward to talking to you next month. Thank you for listening. I'm very thrilled always to be part of a fantastic team here at Virtual Light Broadcast. The staff are amazing, the team is amazing, it's all very enthusiastic and extremely buoyant, and so it always fills me with great joy to be here. So thank you for listening. We couldn't do it without you, could we? And I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you. Bye bye.